Based on the practice, how do you know, like, okay, I'm tend to like lazy or restless, or how do you, like, any guide?
One is that description of the mind. The mind becomes malleable, wieldy, luminous, not brittle, but it's properly concentrated. Because that's a description of, these are words that actually describe samadhi in many, many places. Malleable, wieldy, luminous, pliant, properly fit for work. I think it's Uchu. I'm sure I've written it down somewhere. Yeah, so evang samahite jitte pari suddhe pari yodahate anankane vikattu upakele se muddhu butte kammaniye titte anancha patte jnana dasanaya chittang api niharati api ninnameti. With his mind thus concentrated, purified and bright, unblemished, free from defects, pliant, malleable, steady, and attained to imperturbability, it directs and inclines it to knowledge and vision. So that's a standard. Yeah, when their mind has become immersed in samadhi like this, purified, bright, flawless, rid of corruptions, pliable, workable, steady and imperturbable, they extend it and project it toward knowledge and vision. The descriptions are giving one, because again, you have to come back to experience and pay attention to, okay, is the mind, because sometimes it can be too bright, it's not so steady. So these different balances are needed. It is interesting, that sense of workable, kamaniye, ready for work. It's like it's ready to apply itself to the task of, say, of investigation or of studying, whatever is appropriate. But it's also, it's pliable. A muddhu is soft and pliable, adaptable. So there's these different qualities we have to pay attention to and say, what's the mind like? And that's where we have to prod the mind to investigate. Because oftentimes, okay, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, you know. When am I going to get peaceful and get enlightened? <You know? laughs> So, it was just waiting for the blazing bolt of insight to come.
That seems to just really emphasize the quality of sampajanya, clear comprehension.
Yes.
I just like to know really what's going on.
Yes, yes.
Not just to get absorbed into something.
Yes, yes. That sense of, and you know, it's really interesting, like Lopo Samedo, he'll talk about the nature of the mind a lot. But then when people have tried to pin him down as to, well, what would that be? He said, well, sati sampajanya. You know, that's the nature of the mind that we need to rely on. So there's awareness, there's clarity, but it's also, there's an investigative quality that's part of it.